St Vincent Street on Monday as fans of The Dark Knight started visiting locations expected to be used in the new film. Other vehicles seen include police cars marked with Gotham police signs and SWAT vehicles, while bus shelters now have timetables displayed for Gotham. The Kingston Bridge, Newton Street, Bothwell Street and North Street are thought to be the main filming areas in the city, with road restrictions already in place and in some cases are running right through until September. Social media giant Meta is on trial over claims it deliberately designed its platforms to be addictive to young people. The four US states in court are seeking billions of dollars from Meta. They're acting on behalf of a group of 29 states that filed a lawsuit in 2023, arguing the company violated child privacy laws. That's your cut-up for now. More news in an hour.
Mearns FM. Weather.
A bright start on Wednesday, but some light rain or showers developing in the afternoon. A few showers turning heavy, especially over southern Aberdeenshire. A maximum temperature of 17 degrees Celsius.
On DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107 and on your smart speaker, this is Mearns FM.
We're exploring the different experiences people have during their time at school and how those experiences can shape the person they've become. Everyone's journey through education is different, and today I'm joined with Cassie, who is here to share her own memories, challenges and experiences from her time at school. Cassie, welcome to Beyond the Bell.
Good afternoon, Alexis.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. Can you tell us a little bit about what your experience of school was like?
Yeah, it had its, you know, I enjoyed school to an extent. It had its ups and downs, you know, some days better than others and just bumps along the road, to be honest.
That's a good little brief of it without getting too much into it. So I have all my questions to ask you. Perfect. If you had to describe your school experience in three words, what would they be and why?
Fun, challenging and rewarding.
Perfect. I love that. Definitely agree. It's all three of them things, I think. It's challenging for a lot of kids. It's fun for a lot of them as well. And it's also rewarding when you're getting in some days, if you're not in all days. What was a typical school day like for you? Did you enjoy going to school each morning? Was there anything you particularly looked forward to?
You know, I had to get a school bus into school. But, you know, so that was a get ready in the morning and get out the door. Yeah, there was days like, I suppose like anyone, I didn't want to go to school, but I actually didn't mind going to school. It gave me something to do. And I really enjoyed music, so that's why I enjoyed that on a typical day, you know.
I know, good little singer over here, eh?
Yes.
So on the positive side of things of school, what would you, obviously you've just kind of briefly said there, you enjoyed music, so could you maybe elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, so at school we had every year something called Young Musician of the Year. I took part in that, and I really enjoyed that, but we also did productions. And the older you got, and like throughout the years, the more you got to do, if that makes sense. Like it was a bit, you were a bit more involved.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I'd reached fifth and sixth year, like it was a lot more being involved in it. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. One of them's my, I still really remember it to this day.
Well, that's good. It's good that you had a positive experience as well out of all this.
On DAB, online, on FM, and on your smart speaker. This is Mearns FM.
From that, who had the biggest impact on your school life? Was it a teacher, was it a friend, or was it a member of staff?
I would have said I had a few teachers that all played an impact on me for what I can remember at school. There was a few of them.
One of mine was the Dinner Nanny. She was lovely. Honestly, oh. Nicest person ever, the Dinner Nanny.
Yeah.
She used to come speak to us all the time, used to be like, how you doing, all that, and it was just nice to have someone else, like, because normally Dinner Nannies are nasty, I'll be honest, they're quite scary.
Oh, no, ours were really good.
Sometimes ours are scary, though, so I'm a bit like, ah, but she used to be lovely. But following on, is there one memory from school that has stayed with you all these years?
Well, I've actually got two.
Ooh.
So, but first memory is probably from when I took part in a production and I was singing, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say what song it was because it could give too much away, but anyway, it was something that was done, it was just me and another classmate, and still to this day, it's still remembered for it. Believe it or not, one of who was my music teachers, because she'd actually just not long qualified mm-hmm. when I was at school. She's actually still at the school that my daughter attends, and she could tell my daughter all about it. And believe it or not, they actually still have it in the school on CD. to this day of me singing it. So yeah, that's one. And also my English teacher, for I got on really, really well with my English teacher. I suppose it didn't happen at school. However, well, that's how I met you.
Exactly, after school. You know,
after school it was, but it was my... So yeah, that's...
Yeah, I'll but she had an impact on you within school
within
as well.
School she did, because she believed in me. And if I hadn't... If it hadn't been for her, I wouldn't have sat the English exams that I did. So yeah, I was thankful for her for that, and then it was for what later on in life actually brought from that. So yeah.
So to elaborate on that, Cassie is my sister, and our prior English teacher was actually my cousin. The only way we found out about Cassie was actually through her. So I think that's definitely became like a significant memory for me and her, obviously outside of school, but knowing that she had such an impact on her in school and still having an impact on people within the school as well, such as like my nieces and my nephews as well. She still loves her job, and I just find that really, like, that must be rewarding for her.
Yeah, it must be.
It's got to be.
Yep.
To contact Mearns FM, email us studio@mearnsfm.org.uk. Text us on 8228, start your message with MFM, followed by a space and your message. Call us on 01569 766 406 or message us on Facebook.
Good part of things. So the challenges of school. What did you find particularly difficult about school?
Okay, I'm dyslexic. What I found difficult is if you weren't away up there and could just grasp it right away. Some teachers were good because they could help you. But what I found difficult was the ones that didn't. And they just expected. Not only that, I had step siblings, and some of the teachers we had the same. And because one played up in maybe a class, and then they then maybe had me for a period, they tarred me with the same brush, to the point of I ended up getting put on, like, we had these things at school called a report card. And your teachers had to, you had to write a little bit what you'd been like in that class that day, then sign it. And the weird thing was, it was just every week, it was the same thing from the same teacher. It was always seemed so much net, there didn't seem much positive. But yet, you put it compared to my other classes, not them all, but the ones that obviously there was none of that. So eventually it was like, what's going on here? There ended up, that had to get taken further, and it turned out it was down to because of that, which I thought was very unfair. So in the end, you know, it was like, once this all came out, it was like, well, that's not very fair, you know.
Yeah, it's not, but it's what teachers do, unfortunately. Yeah. And it's like, I think that needs to come to a lot more attention, because I don't think a lot of parents realise what the kids are saying is probably true.
Yeah.
Especially if they've had siblings in the school or family. Like, one of them in my school, she taught my mum, and because my mum was perfect and really clever and everything, she expected me to be the same. Now the whole opposite.
I'm
not as clever as my mum, I'll admit that. My mum's very clever academically. I'm not. Uh-huh. I didn't understand a lot of things.
No.
So it's safe to say we both struggled academically.
What can I say?
Woke up on the right side of the bed. What's up with this Prince song inside my head? Hands up if you're down to get down tonight. Always a good time. Slept in all my clothes like I didn't care. Hopped into a cab, take me anywhere. I'm in if you're down to get down tonight. It's always a good time.
Good morning and good night.
It's always
with that, and obviously being within the music production of things and struggling academically and being kind of under your siblings' spotlight, did you feel you were under pressure?
Yes. Very much so. I felt as though, yeah, I could be under pressure, but I used to think I was under pressure by certain teachers too, especially in certain subjects. They just, whereas in maths and English, you got put into sets.
Mm-hmm.
But even at that, previous to late, to my, okay, I've already said my English teacher too, I then got, previous to that, it was like, because I was in the lower end of the, I was in the lowest English class, they didn't push you to try any harder. Whereas once I then got said teacher, she knew, seemed to know that, well, hold on a second, you could go. So for her, if I hadn't been for her, I wouldn't have done the exams that I'd done, which I actually ended up passing. I should never have sat the papers that I did, but I did because of her. Whereas in, say, maths, I was just expected, whereas there were certain areas I couldn't grasp. I just couldn't.
Yeah,
even though there
difficult.
Were some, I couldn't, and it was hard at that. And then your normal subjects, like your modern studies, your IT, and everything, like, sometimes, like, looking at a computer screen and trying to take in, because you had computing and you had business studies. They're two separate things. Yes, they're using a computer, but one's spreadsheets and one's, you know, IT on things, you know, they're very different. I was better at business studies side of things than the IT side of things, you know, and it was little things like that. But again, that was where the dyslexia came in. But teachers, not all teachers could understand that. And when I was at school, learning support, it was you just didn't do French, you were taken out. It was like you didn't do the second language, and then you just got put into learning support. You were then told to go and work away on anything that you had to do. There was none of that extra support.
So it wasn't actually support?
No.
From mountain to sea,
Keith Mack here. Join me every Friday from 8 for 3 hours of the best dance music. We'll play club classics, old school anthems, and the freshest new tunes. We'll have everything from trance to techno, drum and bass to funky house. So start your weekend the best way with a Friday night dance party, 8 till 11, only here on Mearns FM.
Sunday nights are made for slowing down, so why not join us in the lounge with Mr. and Mrs. Smith? It's jazz, it's blues, it's the stories, the sounds and the artists that have shaped them, from the legends who created the music to the exciting voices carrying it forward. Join Ian and Maxine, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, every Sunday night from 7 till 9 p.m. right here on Mearns FM. 2 hours of great music, fascinating journeys, and a showcase of jazz and blues with a difference. In the Lounge with Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Sunday nights, 7 till 9 p.m. here on Mearns FM.
Did you ever feel misunderstood in school?
In what way?
Such as within lessons, outside of lessons. Like, did you ever sit and sometimes just think, this teacher doesn't understand how I am or how I learn or something along the lines of that?
Yeah, that happened on more than one occasion. Again, I think it just... Teachers back then, compared to now, because I don't think it's as bad now, and you might disagree with me, but with what we were speaking about being neurodivergent and all these kind of things, is back then it was you wanted, if you were up there, that was fine. So as long as you could do it, there wasn't a problem. The minute you couldn't or you didn't grasp it, it was you were the problem, you were the issue in that class. So the amount of times it was like, well, you'd ask something, you'd be classed as you were being cheeky, you were put out.
Oh, you weren't listening?
Yeah. So the amount of times I had that an awful lot. And it was, I would definitely say that was a, you used to think, well, actually, it's not that I'm not listening. I just don't actually understand
what
it.
You're saying, because
it doesn't make sense to me. So you're questioning back, but you're not trying to come
cross as rude, but it's
you were
like,
you were taken as if you were being rude in a class.
And it's still, well, it was like that for me. I don't know what it's like for a lot of other people, but for me, it was like I stopped asking because I had enough of being chucked out and seeing I didn't know what to do, but then I couldn't do my work because I didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And then it was like that brought up another issue, and it was like
you
can't
were
win.
If you did. You were damned if you
did and you were damned if you don't.
Yeah, definitely.
And it was like, what am I meant to do in that situation?
No, totally agree.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove them all right song. My power's turned off. Starting right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes, 'cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. Losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep, I say I'm in too deep. And it's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah,
looking back, do you think there was enough support available for students who were struggling, such as emotionally, mentally, learning wise?
Absolutely not. There's definitely a lot more for it now than what there was back then.
Obviously, you were a young carer when you were younger. Do you feel like you had any support in school with all that?
No.
Not at all?
Nope.
So that I find difficult to grasp, because even that within my school was seen if they were aware of it.
Right, so no, there wasn't that at all. The only I was a young carer, and when I was younger I went to something called a young carer's, which I don't know with what you're doing how many people would have known about it, but maybe some people that are in with where you're recording, like where you are, like Round FM, like where they would actually know, is there was something called there was the north, there was the city, and there was the south. So you had young carers north, young carers south, and you had young carers city. But there was actually a hub in, there was a hub in all three, but the main hub was in Aberdeen. And that was the only reason. But the reason we had that was because of our, like, my parents had my mum and my stepdad, they both had it was weird. I don't think it quite works like that now, but someone that, like a carer type person that came to see them, which then put us in touch with, it was them that dealt with all that. Now, whereas nowadays, the school can actually deal with it now and get the kids in touch with
young carers.
Whereas it wasn't like that when I was at school.
So did you find that difficult? Like, not having that support and understanding in school as well.
I kind of feel that I kind of just brushed it to the side, if I'm honest. Yeah, okay, it would have been nice to have had the acknowledgement of that, because sometimes you could be more tired or maybe had certain things that had to be done in time, but you maybe hadn't gotten around to doing it. And it was like, you got, it was a shame. Actually, you know, when I think back now, actually, with you, just let me, elaborate on that. So you'd maybe have assignments or things that had to be done. But say something had happened at home, you didn't really want to be going in and telling the teacher, because you had nobody to tell. So, and it wasn't because you were grassing on your pit, it wasn't about that, but there was no one you could go and speak to explain why something hadn't been done.
Because where you trusted them enough
to tell them, you've just not done it. So you tried to make sure something was always done. Whereas I think nowadays, there's a lot more,
like, guidance.
Don't get me wrong. We had a guidance teacher when I was at school, but my guidance teacher, the guidance teachers when I was at school is not like what the guidance teachers are like now.
They were just kind of there.
It was just a guidance teacher was there and that was it, you know, done what our job was, whereas now it's completely different.
Definitely.
Best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door.
You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock,
yeah.
You can move a mountain, you can break rocks.
You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the hall.
You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you can get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the hall of fame.
Your mum and everything, which
yeah,
you've enjoyed. I hope.
Well, if I didn't, it's too late.
Looking back, do you think school prepared you for life after education?
Not fully, no. It didn't. Certain things that looked back, like, I know it's silly, but there was a lot of things that showed us, like, different things when it came to driving, what could happen, about drugs, about alcohol, and all this kind of thing. But there's a lot of things that it didn't prepare you for. Something so silly as about dealing with taxes and things like that, you know, things that really you should know about, be knowledgeable, even the basics, you know.
It's still not taught.
No, it's not taught. There are a few things that I feel that should probably be taught at school that actually aren't taught at school, even now.
Exactly.
I knew what I wanted to do. So I think because I knew what I wanted to do, and I did, I mean, I did stay on and do fifth and sixth year. You know, I bucked my ideas up at that, like, in fourth year, I thought, right, I mean, I'll be honest, first to third year, it was a bit like, it's just
school. You're doing your muck about.
You know, but come third year, I'm like, right, I need to knuckle down. And I think that's when certain teachers seen the potential that I had.
Yeah.
Fifth and sixth year, it was like, right, I am staying on. And I did get some quite good grades from school. But then I knew what I wanted to do. But there's a lot that I've learned in life that I've had to learn myself that aren't things that I learned in school. Something so simple is like first aid.
Yeah.
I think it's so important. You know, even the basics, you know, if something was to happen, you know, I think nowadays, in certain schools nowadays, they are starting to teach kids.
I mean, I know they teach it down in the ones in the northeast of England. Can't speak for the rest of England, but
I do believe there's certain things now in primary, but that's, I've got two kids.
Primary and secondary.
Yeah, and there's one that's in primary now that's actually learning, like, CPR and, like, obviously,
recovery position.
But whereas the other child was never taught it. So it's mental how, even just in a couple of years, the difference.
Yeah.
So yes, I think they're starting to. But I think there should always be refreshers of things. And I think there's certain things they teach, the way they teach it. There's so many things I think I could have learnt younger or have been taught in school that I wasn't.
Definitely
a
agree.
Lot of things that I wasn't aware of and things that could happen in life.
That is so true, because like school's meant to kind of prepare you for what kind of goes on in life afterwards as well, like you say, taxes and things like that, but it doesn't really teach you a lot, such as like social cues and
life skills.
Yeah, it doesn't teach you none of that. No, like
it doesn't,
and it doesn't really prepare you for jobs.
No, definitely not.
Like I'll sit and admit that it hasn't helped me at all with that, and I wish I got taught taxes, how to count money and all that type of thing.
There's certain things that I think that you should have been taught and learnt a bit more.
Definitely,
you're not.
Agree.
Contact Mearns FM. Email us studio@mearnsfm.org.uk. Text us on 82228. Start your message with MFM, followed by a space and your message. Call us on 01569 766 406 or message us on Facebook.
What happened after you left school?
I finished 6 years of school. I went on to do an apprenticeship, doing hairdressing. Went to college one day a week. And then after that, I had a few jobs. I had, obviously, I qualified as a hairdresser, and that was what I'd done. I then went on to have my daughter, went back to doing hairdressing when she was still only 4 months old. So obviously did that, and then I had to grow up quite quick, for certain reasons. So
have you found that's impacted you now, having to grow up so quick?
Yes. I'll be honest, well, you know, but just so people know, I was 23 when I lost my mum.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then you only lost your dad.
And then I lost my stepdad 3 years ago. So, he was my dad. So,
exactly.
You know, when I was 23 and lost my mum, and I had to grow up quickly is in the point of, I mean, how many people can say they lost their mum at the age of that? You know, I had to, there was things that, I mean, I still lived at home.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of things that I didn't understand, like sorting out the rent and council tax, you know, bills.
I paid
my mum money every month. She dealt with all that. So I had to take on the responsibility of a house. And that is one thing. You're not taught anything about responsibilities that way. So that, for me, I think a lot of things that I've learned is because of the way I had to grow up, the way I had to grow
Looking
up
back
quickly.
Now, do you think your school experience influenced the path you've taken in life?
Probably not, no.
I was going to say, by what you've said, I don't think
no,
it would.
No, I don't think so, because I knew what I wanted to do. So I think because I knew that was the path I was taking, it wouldn't have mattered what I'd done.
Is there anything you appreciate about school now that you perhaps didn't appreciate at the time?
I'm going to say yeah, some things yeah. I wish I had, if I could go back, like everyone says if they could go back, they would do things different. I don't think I would do much different. The only thing I think I would do different is maybe first to third year, knuckle down a little more. Not being so much for silly little things and getting into trouble, you know, swinging on your chair after being told about 20 times not to fall off your chair and get
out of
class.
And you always get the horror stories.
Yeah, you know,
that.
You know, silly little things. I wish I'd just kind of, and maybe some teachers who actually were good to me, maybe not like of team, to be honest, you know, are gone, are just like took them for granted, so to speak. If that was the only things, but other than that, no, I don't think I would change.
If you could go That's back and speak enough. To your younger self on your first day of secondary school, what would you say to her? What would you say to 11-year-old Cassie going straight into secondary?
Now, if that was me now, I would turn around and I would say, follow your dreams and don't let anyone stop you from, don't let anyone tell you that you won't get the dreams that you want. This will be the hardest time of your life, is school. And I stand by that, but you won't be at school forever. And just try and try as much as it's hard. Try and just knuckle down, put on that face and just try and get through the day.
That sounds like the advice you gave me when I started school.
Well, there we go, eh?
And I've got to say, it did help every now and then just having you to come speak to.
Yeah.
Following on from that, not as your younger self, but what advice would you give to a younger person who is currently at school and could maybe be struggling at school?
If you've got someone to talk to, talk to them. You know, if there's someone that you could trust or you could guide you, maybe just that one person, just try and keep strong. Again, just try and follow what you want to follow. Don't let someone tell you you can't. Don't let friends tell you you can't. If people are being horrible to you, you know, just be like, try and hold your head high. Try and be like, it'll be the hardest time, but just try and get through it.
You know the bed feels warmer. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
Dreamed of being on radio? Well, Mount FM is looking for enthusiastic new volunteer presenters to join our fantastic team, and we want to hear from you. We are actively recruiting for weekday drive time and evening presenters. No salary, no pressure, just the passion for great music, local radio, and being part of your community. Full training and support provided. Come and join our welcoming team of volunteers who love what they do. Interested? Well, email your contact details to volunteers@mearnsfm.org.uk. Mearns FM, your local community radio station.
What's that sound?
Listening to Mearns FM is easy. Just say, Alexa, launch Mearns FM.
Listen up for your chance to be in the draw to win a pair of tickets to attend the Getaway Show at the P&J in Aberdeen on either Friday, Saturday or Sunday of the show from the 25th to the 27th of September. Just email, and that's your name, who you'd like to take with you and the preferred date to attend, and send that to win@mearnsfm.org.uk. That's win, as in W-I-N, at mearnsfm.org.uk. The winner will be announced on Saturday the 12th of September at 7:30 on the Chris Dean's Late Night Show here on Mearns FM. The competition closes 5 o'clock sharp on September the 12th. Now, for general details of the event, it's The Getaway Show, and it's P&J Live Aberdeen, 25th to 27th of September. It's from 10 in the morning till 5 in the evening. Prices are tickets at £14, £14 per adult, and children under the age of 16 go free. Now, for more information, go to their website. It's thegetawayshow.com.
What does success mean to you now compared to when you were at school?
Getting through the day. No, success to me now is things that I look at with my kids. Success, mm. things like that, you know, achievements that you do and things like that. Whereas...
And like building a family and things.
Yeah, whereas back when you was at school, it was a total different... Success was something that you achieved. Whereas now,
yeah.
I didn't realise what successes were until I became a mum. And now I know what success is.
Definitely. And finally, if you could change one thing about the education system for future generations, what would it be?
The education system. I personally feel as though the education system now should really look into no child's the same, not one.
Definitely agree.
They need to really...
Look at that person as an individual.
Yeah, than an individual instead of, oh, well, then there's this group of people and there's this group of people.
Yeah.
Or you're in grade this and grade that. Shouldn't be done like that. It
no.
should definitely be looked into more, and the support should be there for children.
Definitely.
Regardless of whether they've got something or not. And it shouldn't make a piece of paper...
Exactly.
Shouldn't make a difference. Because there's kids out there that have traits of this, 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 all three of them. Because what people don't actually realise, which I've recently found out, the ADHD and autism, dyslexia is up there just as much as they are. They two are. So there's actually three. And then you've got your sensory profiles. So the issue is you could, as an individual, have traits from ADHD and autism, but you're dyslexic. But if you've not got, because dyslexia now is like screening, there's so much that's got to be done for it, or you go private. That's the way it is to get that bit of paper. But then this is the thing, just because you've got traits, as I've now learned, which I didn't know is, and again, it's whether you... have that knowledge, whether you've gone through, like some people wouldn't know. So for CAMHS, for instance, I know because I've been there, and they will actually put on paper to the school whether the child has, so say for instance a child's been diagnosed with autism or ADHD, right, a child has been diagnosed, that's fine, but children that maybe aren't, they will write that it's traits, however it will be then written, but you have to look at said child through an autistic lens. So that child is treated the same as a child that's autistic, whether it's dyslexia, whether it's ADHD. And this is where I think the education system really needs to buck up their ideas, to be honest
yeah,
with you.
Definitely agree. And I think what they also need to understand is just because a child has autism doesn't mean they're all exactly the same.
No.
Every child's different.
Correct.
I mean, look at me and your youngest. We both have autism, and so does your oldest as well. Mm-hmm. All three we do. But we couldn't be so different from each other.
These are all so different.
And we've all got the same things, but we're all so different in
yeah.
the way that we function, mm-hmm. the way that we are. It's like, I think they just need to start realising just because they've got this umbrella term, whether it's for needing support, whether it's the part of the LGBTQ community, whatever it is that
yeah.
they have and they're in that group, they shouldn't be seen as that umbrella term and that's what they are. They need to start looking at the individuals.
Yeah.
Yes, I know it's difficult because there's a lot of kids in school,
yeah.
but it takes 5 minutes to learn about a person.
Do you know what it all boils down to? Money.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. And I don't see things changing.
If anything,
I see it getting worse. And that's what's scary about... To ask what's going to happen next, and what do I think the education system could do better, the issue is that's what boils down to is money. So you've gone from when I was at school to what it's like now, and things were getting better, but things are starting to go and get worse things are going to get worse because money and the way the system
and numbers
is going higher, the statistics and everything like that.
It's so important now, and it's like, yes, it can show that they're a good school. However, your statistics don't mean nothing. You can be a good school and have the worst statistics out there, but it's not because yous haven't done anything. It's because there is just some kids that struggle.
And that is okay.
Exactly.
That's what everyone, if I could say that to any child, parent, whatever, that's okay. And it's also okay.
It's okay to
struggle, and not just that, it's okay to not be okay.
Exactly.
And don't think that you can't be.
Exactly.
So.
Well, I appreciate your insight to everything, Cassie.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. As he goes left and you stay right. Between the lines, fear and blame.
FM.
We've just heard one perspective on school life, but now we're going to hear a very different experience. Joining me is Brandon, who left school early. He's kindly agreed to share his story, why he made that decision, and where life has taken him since. Hello, Brandon.
Yeah, alright.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you, yeah.
Good, good. So, starting question, what was school like for you?
Hard, very hard. Like, I felt like I didn't fit in.
Oh, right, I see. How did you feel about... Did you enjoy anything?
Nothing at all? Not one bit at all.
Did you find anything that was challenging?
Maths and English.
Did you struggle with all that?
Yeah, I struggled with all that, yeah.
Fair enough. What age did you leave?
Year 9, so I'd have been 13, 14.
And what made you make that decision to leave early?
I just got sick of school and I thought, right, I'll just go to work instead. So I went to work with my dad.
So do you think that benefited you more than what school did?
Yeah, a lot better, yeah.
Was it a difficult decision for you to make to, like, leave school, or was it quite an easy decision?
Quite an easy decision, yeah.
Obviously, you've said you went working with your dad, so is that what you knew you wanted to do next after school anyway?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
Okay, so obviously we've based a little bit on school. What about life after school? What, obviously you went and worked with your dad, but like after that now, what have you done since leaving school?
Made like a better person myself. I think that I've done better now than I would have been better would have if I stayed in school.
Right, that's definitely a different perspective. Well, how's that experience shaped you, leaving early? How's it shaped you into the person that you are?
Just going to work and, like, being young and being, like, taught to do stuff at such a young age, and then it's made me who I am today.
So has it made you come out more with a business mindset of things?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to have then. Do you think leaving school early helped you, or do you think it hindered you?
Probably helped me.
And looking back on it now, would you make the same decision?
Yeah, 100%.
Right, so nothing's changed for you. You would 100% have still just left early.
100% left early, yeah.
Is there anything you wish had been different at school?
No, not really, no. It just wasn't the place for me, so...
So do you feel like school could, like, there was a way school maybe could have adapted to, like, make you feel more it was for you? Or do you think that was just something personal?
No.
So was it more something personal than the school itself? Do you think schools could do more to support young people?
It all depends what people want to do, really.
So coming from your perspective, do you think school could have gave you a bit more support?
No, not really, because there's nothing school could do what I wanted to do. Like, I wanted to go to work and stuff, and...
You just don't think it prepared you for that?
No.
So do you think they could definitely have more support to help prepare younger kids to go into work, if that's definitely what they're wanting to do?
Yeah, I think they could, yeah.
What advice would you give someone thinking about leaving school early?
If you want to do it, do it. It's your choice, isn't it?
What's the biggest lesson you've learned since leaving school?
Just work.
So that's the biggest lesson you've learned since leaving?
Yeah, that's the biggest lesson I've learned, is just to work.
Okay. And if you could change one thing about your school experience, what would it be?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing?
Nothing.
Well, that's good then.
So, concluding Alexis Faux's programme, one of her conclusion notes, she said that having heard stories from people educated in both England and Scotland, while the education system may vary in different subjects, qualifications and the way that schools operate, one thing has become very clear, that every school's experience is unique. She says that some people left school with fond memories, others face challenges, and they've shaped the way they are today. So we've heard about inspiring teachers, lifelong friendships, difficult moments and difficult paths that people have taken after leaving education. And listen to these conversations has made Alexis reflect on her own school journey. And like many people, she said there are things that she's grateful for, things that she would change, and lessons that only truly understood since leaving school. Well, it did remind her that education wasn't just about passing exams. It's about people who influence us and the opportunities that we're given and the choices that we make afterwards. Well, Alexa hopes that the programme today has encouraged anyone listening to think about their own experiences and perhaps even start a conversation within their family or their friends about memories that that shaped them. So I just wish to thank Alexis, and Alexis wishes to thank everyone who's contributed to her journey here at Mearns FM, as well as her broadcasting programmes. Well, Alexis, thank you for that. It's been enlightening, and it's so great to get a perspective of this from something different here on Mearns FM for us.
Take that jump, you don't feel the fall. Hope when the water rises, you built a wall. Hope when the crowd screams out, you're screaming your name.
everybody runs, you choose to stay. Hope that you fall in love and it hurts so bad. The only way you can know, you give it all you had. And I hope that you don't suffer, but take the pain. Hope when the moment comes, you'll say, where I live. Hope that you spend your days, but they all add up. And when that sun goes down, hope you raise your cup. Oh, I wish that I could witness all your joy and all your pain. But until my moment comes, I'll say, I live.
Online, on FM 105 to 107 and on your smart speaker, this is Mearns FM News.